Welcome to Monday and welcome to the Rush Hour with MG and Liam's likes and dislikes of round 19. MG, let's kick it off with these.
I like kicking it off with dislikes because it's always good to get the negatives out of the way first. Dislikes is the Tommy Turbo injury and add in Sean Johnson to that as well. Won't be playing finals footy this year and we're all the poorer for it, for not seeing Sean Johnson because of his ruptured Achilles. Yeah, but Tommy Turbo, who I spoke about in the show tonight, I have genuine fears about him going forward as far as rushing an injury. I don't think you should rush an injury, especially when it comes to Origin, when you're playing against these guys who are playing in the Origin arena who have been chiselled from granite all this year. And Tommy's played 60 minutes in a long time of footy. It's not the prep you want to go into State of Origin.
Sean Johnson, the worry there is a ruptured Achilles for a player of his mould, the way he plays his rugby league, so dynamic and explosive in the stepping. I don't know what's involved with rehabbing a ruptured Achilles, but I know that Kevin Durant has missed a whole NBA season because of a ruptured Achilles, and they're concerned about what he looks like when he comes back to play NBA. I don't know what sort of damage a ruptured Achilles does long term to a player, particularly at Sean Johnson's age. He's no spring chicken anymore, but
32, I think he is.
Yeah, so I agree, MG, firmly in the dislikes for this week. I don't
like. South Sydney, I've saved a like, obviously, for the Dogs, but that was not a good performance from South Sydney. They were never in the game. As soon as they came out in the field, you could see the team that wanted it more, and it was the team that was on the bottom of the ladder, not the team that was playing finals footy, which is a big concern 1 week out from semi-finals footy.
Do you know what, MG? We've been out at Bankway Stadium the last couple of Thursday nights, and we've seen a bit of South Sydney. You know what we didn't see pre-game? Which we have seen the last couple of weeks.
Agreed.
We didn't see the smiling faces and the mucking around with the footy, which we had seen in the lead-ups to the wins over the West Tigers and the Eels.
We did. And that's a very good point you make. That is kind of synonymous when they get out in the field and with their tracksuit and their joggers on and they throw the ball around, they play a bit of hot potato, and usually you see that transcend onto the rugby league field. But they just got walloped by the team coming last. And... if I'm heading into semi-finals footy, I'm worried because no game is easy in this competition. They've got the Roosters this Friday night, and they're still jockeying with Knights to come sixth or seventh to get the home semi. And I think the Knights will be out to really kick up a storm this weekend as well because they've got the Titans away. So both hard games for South and Newcastle. One-sided results. The average differential this last round was 18 points. No close games. We saw 10 points, 20 points, 14 points, 18 points, 28 points, 16 points, 12 points, 24 points. I'm not going to be too harsh on the fact that we are in uncertain times and this is just a total anomaly what we've gone through. We've never been through it before, and I think that reflects life as well as affects footy games. I don't know why. I think the cream is definitely rising to the top quicker than any other season does. But what we do know is we've got four teams that can genuinely win the comp with a couple of outsiders in that. But, the disparity between the teams on the weekend was there to see. And a lot of times I even found myself walking away from the TV, 10 minutes into the second half.
I don't know. And I think I remember you proposed a solution to this last year, I reckon. You said we take these games that have no bearings on finals, and that's where the NRL can tinker with rule changes that they've been exploring. Now, that's not to say that there were many of those games, because a lot of them were the finalists playing, but I agree. It's not great watching when you're getting teams flogged. You look at the Melbourne Storm West Tigers game, 50-22, that's a cricket score.
Yeah, it is. And Tigers scored a couple of late tries in that, and Storm didn't really get out of third gear. That's the worrying thing.
Thing if you're playing finals. Yeah, it is. All right, MG, one more of these.
Manly. It was obviously Titans' day, four in a row, and they were winning, I think, 42-12 at one stage. But Manly to concede 40 points on their home deck at Lotto Land, the old Brookie Oval. That's the fourth time this year that they've conceded 40 points, Manly. That's a real concern for Des Hasler going forward. And that was not Manly Not a manly performance on the weekend at all. Very unmanly-like.
And when you've got teams going through their defence hot knife through butter style, is Kieran Foran really the answer? And not that they have, but that's rapport, you know, whispers around town is that they're interested. Is that, you know, shouldn't you be shoring up elsewhere?
Well, now that Flunel Blake's gone, they're going to have to get someone in the middle to find his, you know, going forward. They need a big bopper. They need some. Thompson is going over to the Super League, so he's been one of their real dogged defenders as well. So they're missing. They're going to lose two massive holes in their team, and it's going to be hard to replace them, Liam.
On the upside, I thought Taniela Paseka played well.
He had a big dig, the big boy, and the fitter he gets, he's a bit like Nelson from Melbourne. When he first burst on the scene, his size was overwhelming, and I think it took him a while to get acquainted with the game in a subtle way, and I think that's the same as Paseka. Once he starts finding the subtleties of the game and starts working them into his performance, I think he's going to go from strength to strength.
I figured out what it looks like when he sits on the bench on those plastic outdoor chairs. It's like, and you would have experienced this, MD.
It looks like the blind side next to Sandra Bullock.
It's like when you sit down with your daughters for a tea party, or when you sit down to play with your kids at their little kids' table.
Yeah,
that's what it looks like when Taniela Paseka sits on the bench.
Massive, the eclipse.
Any more dislikes, MG?
That's it, buddy.
All right, well, let's move on to these. I'd like
that. How can you go past Orbo? First try scorer in the game. He scored two tries. He became the most capped Rooster of all time, and you just get the feeling that it's a celebration for Orbo this year for the Roosters. It's something that they're brewing for. Sonny Bill's looking better and better every game. And Orbo, good luck to him. He was fantastic. In a depleted game, like depleted Roosters team as well, which, you know, they had some big guns out, and which makes it all the more worry for the Sharkies.
I love the storylines that are emerging as we get to finals time, MG. Oh, yeah. We got these Panther Cubs, the all-conquering Panther Cubs of the regular season, going up against the Roosters that have the return of Sonny Bill and the farewell of Orbo, and then you got the Storm possibly saying goodbye to the next immortal Cam Smith. There are so many mouth-watering storylines that are starting to come to the fore.
There is, and that's what finals footy is all about. I'd like that. Steve Georgiou, the Bulldogs coach.
Yes.
I just like the way he's got this team humming along. This was in them. This has been in them. They just had to find the right team, and the Rabbitohs were that right team for the Bulldogs to really dish it up a fantastic win. Josh Jackson in his 200th game. What a great performance from him. And I think they would have done it for him. But yeah, I just love the way Georgiou has gone about this interim coach. And I think that maybe on the cards, without me knowing anything, but he was at Penrith a few years ago, and Trent Barrett's now going to the Bulldogs. They'd be surprised to see maybe Georgie go back to Penrith as an assistant coach to Ivan Cleary.
I wonder watch. The Dogs have got to figure out how to bottle September as a month, because Dean Pay did the same thing with the Dogs last season. You know, they were the team that no one wanted to play because they'd figured out how to defend and concede no points. And they made a real nuisance of themselves this time of year last year, and they're doing it again at the moment.
Yeah, they are. You know, I think having Ockenball back has been a big weapon for them on the wing. Mm. You know,
Averillo. Doesn't he love the halves?
Yeah, he's. I think that's his spot. I think that's where Barrett, who's a similar type build to Jake Averillo when he played. And I think he'll kind of mentor him, and I think he'll turn him into one of the you know, like Jack Whiten did at Canberra. I think Averillo's time now is not in the centres. It'll be 5'8". I'd like that. AJ Brimson.
Oh.
He is just a breath of fresh air, and I think he'll be definitely in the 17 for Queensland come Origin. And there's no coincidence, Liam, that your team, the Titans, have gone from strength to strength ever since he's came back into the team.
Well, I also think it's the name change. He's being listed as Alexander on the team list now. He's no more AJ. AJ's the young kid who mucks around and doesn't take his footy seriously. Alexander Brimson, this is
who's that bloke?
He is a star. He is a star on the rise. He is a rep player. And, MG, I will say this. I think I'm going to make this last call. Public acknowledgement if you want to get on the Titans bandwagon now. Otherwise, it's too late. When they run out and knock off...
They're my second favourite team.
When they run out and knock off the Titans, the Knights this Friday night, and make it five in a row to finish the season and steal West Tigers' ninth position, the bandwagon is shut. No more on board. for mine. Okay.
Yep. All right, there you go. All right. There we go.
That's publicly stated.
I think he said the same thing about a tennis player a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
no
I
one,
did.
No one jumped on board that one.
Although in COVID, although, the Nick Kyrgios fan club has grown.
That, I agree.
Mainly because he's been pot shotting everybody.
And lastly, I actually love the bromance between Craig Bellamy and Cameron Smith.
Oh.
It's one of the things I'm going to miss when these two vacate, whatever they're going to vacate, when they're going to vacate, because the other night when Cameron Smith finally overtook the mentor as try scored in their careers, I think it was 46, that Bellamy scored in about 140 or 150 games, where it's taken Cameron Smith over 420 games to get it, but... Cameron Smith let him know it, and then Craig Bellamy gave him the bird from the box. And that's to me special. I love that type of stuff.
Flipping the bird been so endearing.
No, 100%. That's his form. That's like blowing a kiss to someone. That's like our blowing a kiss. That's Craig Bellamy's blowing a kiss. Up you.
That's
you
how Craig Bellamy tells the people in his lives that he loves them.
He walks in and says, "Hello, darling, I'm home," and gives her the bird. "Hey, boys, how'd you pull up? There's a finger."
Merry game, Christmas, boys. Everybody.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, there's a bird.
Outstanding. Hey, quickly, before we finish up today's likes and dislikes podcast, I want to throw one in. I'd like that. Behaviour. Now, we had issues at the beginning of the year. And yes. I say this knowing that the AFL, the code that I call on a weekend basis, is having problems now that the season's over and that finals, we're seeing more and more COVID breaches from the playing group.
Yes.
Given that the finals were decided, or the top eight teams were decided a week and a half ago, or more for some teams, that we haven't seen players from these bottom eight teams go out and make it all about them, act up, breach COVID, or the rest of that. I think the behaviour should be applauded. I know we had an issue with Christian Welch, and I know I believe there was another player whose name eludes me at the moment. But I think for the most part, the behaviour of the NRL playing group as a whole needs to be applauded and recognised, because as always, MG, the vast majority have done the right thing for the entirety of the season.
And how you've just done beautifully.
Beautiful. All right, likes and dislikes done for round 19. Do you know what's exciting, MG?
What?
You know what I reckon you're going to like at the start of next week's podcast?
Finals.
Yeah.
Finals footy, baby.
Finals, baby.
Bring it on.
I wish I could go lower with my voice when I say that. Finals.
Finals footy.
See, that's how it should sound.